Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating Small Business Week, National Small Business Week, here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'm broadcasting live from Washington and having a great time. It's your week, small business owners. It's the week that you get to celebrate above all other weeks. I celebrate you every week, as you know. You're always my heroes. But this is our special week. This is the week that the SBA has designated that we should celebrate National Small Business Week, and that's what we're doing. Somebody that I know is just like me. She celebrates small business owners every day, not just every week, not just once a year, but every day. Cinda Baxter, ladies and gentlemen, that's Cinda with an A, is the founder of a brand new project. Now, this, we're going to get her to tell us what she does on a regular basis and has been doing, but she's got a brand new project that she's working on that's really caught fire, that I found out about from a mutual friend, and it's called the 350 Project, and she's here to talk to us primarily about that, but also, as I think she'll help me do, to celebrate you, small business owners. Cinda Baxter, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It is a pleasure to be among others who love small business as much as I do.
Well, and I know you joined me in congratulating small business owners in all the wonderful things that they do for so many. They remind me of what Churchill said about the RAF in World War II, you know, the few who do so much for so many.
Boy, that could be the understatement of the century when you really look at what small business has been up against this last year and a half, too. You know, it's small business owners, the brick and mortars that run the gamut from retail stores to restaurateurs to dry cleaners, it's all those small businesses that really paved the roads and the ways that our nation was built on. And that's what gives our neighborhoods right. And our communities color and vibrancy. So the fact that we actually need to specify a specific week to appreciate them rather than understand that every day of the year they should be appreciated is just a little bit ironic, isn't it?
Now you see why we wanted her on the show, folks. She's she you know what I like about you, Cinda, is you're like me. You don't just drink the Kool-Aid, you make the Kool-Aid.
Hey, I swam in the Kool-Aid for 14 years. I was a small business owner myself as a retailer. So I've walked in those shoes. I've gone to bed at night with my heart tied in knots over where the business was headed. I've balanced the checkbook for the business over the breakfast table. Been there, done that, and wouldn't trade a minute of it.
Right, right. Well, now you do something. Tell the audience, you told me off the air what you do. I love the way you said this. Tell them what you do now.
Well, my official title is kind of a three-parter. It's business consultant for small businesses. I am a contributing editor for Gifts and Decorative Accessories out of New York, and I'm a professional speaker. But what I tell people I do is I create Superman capes, hand them to small business owners, and I teach them how to fly.
And also Superwoman capes, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. That cape fits all sizes, all shapes, both genders.
Now, but the women, you give them the little bracelet, right, that they can fight the bullets off with?
Sure.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it, right?
You know it.
Cinda, one of the things that one of the main reasons we wanted you to join us, besides being pretty cool lady, is this new project you've been working on. You call it the 350 Project, and why don't you tell the audience about it?
Sure. The 350 Project is a very, very simple concept that both thanks consumers for the part that they play in supporting our local economies and inspires them to do more, understanding how important their role is. So that the message in a nutshell is pick three, spend 50, save your local economy. And what we ask people to do is think about three locally owned businesses that they would really miss if those businesses were to go away. And to return to them, say hello, pick up a little something, and really remember that by doing so, they're helping keep those businesses around. And then the 50 refers to the fact that if half the U.S. population were to commit $50 of their monthly spending to locally owned businesses, that would generate more than $42.6 billion a year in revenue.
Wow.
And I take it one step further with a third number that's 68. And what that signifies is that out of every $100 that's spent with a locally owned business, $68 return to the local economy, either through payroll taxes, sales tax, commercial property tax, salaries, and business expenditures, mm-hmm. where if that $100 mm-hmm. is spent with a big box or a chain, that number actually drops to $43. Then if you spend it online, unless you're located in the exact same city as the online company, nothing comes home. So it really shows how just a little bit every month can have an enormous impact.
Well, and not only that, but a small business owner makes a deposit at night in a local bank, many, many, many independent community banks and credit unions, and that money stays in the community and helps to fund other businesses. Whereas a lot of times the big box money, you know, when Walmart, you know, nothing against Walmart, but when they make a deposit, it stays locally about 1/10 of a second. It's wire transferred to Bentonville, Arkansas, pretty darn quick. And so you know, it's in addition to that $63, just the availability of the cash in the community is a big deal.
That is so true. You know, it's funny, when we go buying at the end of the day, or we go running our errands at the end of the day, we've really turned into a commuter society in the truest sense of the word, where we're on such high-speed mental time frames. We leave work, we hit the road, we pick this up, we pick that up, we drop this off, we run home, we make dinner. We've gotten to the point where we move and we race so quickly that convenience has suddenly turned into whatever the shortest path is between point A and point B. And by doing that, we're not seeing all the little businesses in between and recognizing that bit by bit we're whittling down to the point where we'll only have chains and big boxes. It's
right.
Slowing back down to consciously think about, wait a minute, do I really need to get my cotton balls from a great big box, or can I get them at the drugstore on the counter or in the corner? By mm-hmm. thinking about that and then recognizing what you just said, it isn't just the amount that comes back to the community, it's how long that money stays in the community. By slowing it all down a half a step and thinking about it, there are so many positives,
yep.
and there are no negatives.
Cinda, there's a website for your 350 Project I want folks to know about. Tell us about it.
Sure. It's the 350project.net, and people who go there will not only see the message.
Is that 3/50, or is it 350? What is it? Spell it out
for
us.
It's the 350project.net.
All right, the 350, like 350, although this
exactly.
3/50 is the idea.
Right.
But the number is the 350project.net. We'll take
right.
a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about what small business owners need to do their part of the 350. We're going to put the responsibility on you. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating National Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C., having a great time. By the way, folks, if you want to see what's going on, it's nationalsmallbusinessweek.com. Check that out, nationalsmallbusinessweek.com. You can see some of the activities there. We're visiting with our new friend, soon to be, not a new friend, she's soon to be a longtime friend, Cinda Baxter. Cinda Baxter is the founder of the 350 Project. That's the 350, the numbers, 350project.net. Check that out when you get a chance. And also, folks, if you want to check me out on the website, on the web, it's smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know all the things we've got there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that'll help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you get there, and check out my blog as well. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Cinda, we've given that website out. Is there another website, your regular business, the one you make payroll on every week? Is that you want to give us that website too?
Sure. That one is alwaysupward.com. And if business owners visit that, they'll see a link on each page to go to my blog, where I blog regularly about small business, focusing mostly on small retail in the gift and stationery industries, mm-hmm. because that's where so much of my background's rooted. And that's usually
when's
the best
your book
resource for 350 news, too, because all the 350 stuff ends up on there as well.
When's your book coming out?
You know, I've had the book in my head for about 5 years now. I just need to somehow squeeze it out of my head and onto a keyboard. But it will come
someday.
We need
to get that out of there because we need your book on the marketplace. So let us know when it's ready. We'll launch it on this show.
You got a deal.
Cindy, we're talking about the 350 project. Folks, this is where Cindy is proposing. It's a movement. It's catching fire. You're getting a lot of press out of this. I'm glad to give you some airtime on this. And, folks, this is where if she says if half the people in America would commit to spending $50 with three local businesses every month, just in a month, $150 a month with three local businesses, that how many billions of dollars would that create?
Well, it's even easier than that. It's only $50 a month total out of what they're currently spending, not even three times 50.
Right.
$50 per month, okay. If half the employed population did that, it would generate $42.6 billion in revenue.
Now, in my house, we'd have to cut way back because we spend a lot more than that. With
well,
local
I'm
small
certainly
business.
Not advocating let's be real clear about that idea. Ironically, that's one of the things that kind of spurred the 350.
The point you're making, Cindy, is when you've got choices, ladies and gentlemen, at least give the local small business owners a chance.
Exactly, exactly. Right, you know, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we've all kind of gotten in the habit of moving as fast as we can and going for its convenience as fast as we can. And typically what that does is creates tunnel vision where we see the great big giant boxes on the horizon, but we forget about all the small boxes in between that are the independently owned businesses. And that's what we just kind of
need
to do.
But, you know, Cindy, what we've got to do though, Cindy, is now we've got to put the responsibility back on the businesses, because you and I both. I mean, that's why you make a living as a consultant. Too many small business owners are still living in the 20th century. They still don't realize that they've got to do some things. You talked about how the conveniences and all that. They haven't gotten it in their head that there's a reason people don't do business with them. It's because they're not making it easy for them to do business. They're not doing certain things that a 21st century consumer wants to get. They're getting it from these other companies. That's why they're getting their business. Small business owners have got to get this through their head. They've got to come into the 21st century. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, the 350 project is not created to save businesses that aren't doing their part. You know, whether you're a smart business owner or not so smart business owner, bottom line is that in the end is going to determine your longevity. I am a huge believer in business owners from diverse types of businesses pulling together on a regular basis, creating small networking groups to share sources, to share marketing ideas, to share best practices, because the smarter you become as a business operator, the better your business is going to do when you look at the bottom line. One of my biggest frustrations within the stationery and gift industry is the hesitancy to start using the internet for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
And while bit by bit we're seeing more do it, there's so many great resources for electronic newsletters. Twitter has been a huge part of what got the 350 project off the ground. Facebook pages for businesses are important today. There's a lot of technology out there that, while it may feel daunting to a lot of business owners that are beyond the 35 to 40-year-old range, if they sit down with somebody who's under 15 years old, they can explain it in about 10 seconds, and suddenly you begin to see the lights turn on.
And it's not an option, is it, Cindy?
It really isn't anymore. 10 years ago, it was non-existent. 5 years ago, it was kind of a trend. Right now, it's an absolute necessity. If you're not plugged in, you're missing an enormous opportunity, and you're not connecting with most of your customers.
And the other thing that I want to point out to people, it's not either or, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the old way you did it or the new way. It's both and, isn't it, Cindy?
That's true. You know, the day where somebody could just have a really great store, knowing they could kind of sit back and people would find them, those days don't exist anymore. There's just simply too much competition and too little time. So it's become very much the case where a business owner needs to be a smart business operator. They can't just cruise by on something that they enjoy thinking that's enough to do it now.
Folks, check out The 350 Project. That's 350, the350project.net, and see what Cindy's been up to and join this. I think it could benefit you and your community. Cindy, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day and keep us posted?
I would absolutely love to.
Thanks, Cindy. See you next
time. Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.